to another episode of the SB Live Washington podcast, your weekly conversation about high school sports and the people who play them across the Evergreen State. I'm Andy Bueller, reporter with SB Live, and with me is senior reporter, your pal and mine, Tacoma's own Todd Millis. We're coming live to you from a Best Western in Prosser, Washington, on the front end of a road trip to cover some high school basketball this week across the state. Todd, it's 105 degrees. How the heck are you?
Well, now that the whole world knows our fine lodging tastes in Eastern Washington, it's pretty warm over here. But it's definitely worth being over here watching some different style of basketball, getting to some exposure to some teams that we don't normally get to see unless they're in Tacoma or Yakima for the state tournament. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun trip. I know you and I are looking forward to the rest of it.
Yeah, no, it's a weird season. You know, we cover this this sport at a statewide level. We cover high school sports at a statewide level, and there's no state culminating events this year. But that doesn't mean there's nothing to play for, and we're finding that in a lot of the great leagues across the state, a lot of teams that would be, state title contenders, candidates for deep postseason runs, and just great storylines. All that still exists, so Dan Dickow is not with us. You can find him on the ISO podcast, where he's releasing two interviews a week with experts in the world of college and pro basketball. He had a great one with basketball analyst Matt Babcock, who spent 10 years as an NBA agent. He had another great one with Portland State coach Jace Coburn, a new hire for the Vikings, and Dan's keeping it coming twice a week wherever you get podcasts, but you're going to hear him later on in this episode. Dickow and I sat down with the Stanwood boys basketball program head coach Zach Ward and senior guards Jake Cleary and Court Roberson. They go by the Splash Brothers, so stick around for that. But first, Todd, pandemic condensed season, no state tournaments, but this week we're covering some CWAC, we're covering some MCC, some 2B basketball, some GSL hoops, all of those teams that would be kind of playoff type teams in a normal year. What's a program you want to shout out? We're coming here after night one of this road trip where we both were at separate games. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you saw or a storyline you're following?
Yeah, I mean, we kicked this off. I was in Sela last night, got to see Noah Pepper go over the 1,000 rebound mark for his career, which is saying something for a, kind of an undersized post. He was an undersized post early in his career, plays more of the guard. That's what he's going to play at Central Washington University. But to see him go over that and hear him last night, of all the things that he's accomplished at Sela, much like his brother Elijah before him, he said that this milestone of 1,000 rebounds probably meant more to him, maybe because it was so unexpected. You don't hear a lot of about players getting 1,000 rebounds, especially guards. So, it was good to see him in action as a senior. Got to see him a few years ago when he was a ninth grader playing for his brother, to see how his game has evolved. Was a real enjoyable experience last night. But the one trip I'm most looking forward to here this week, Andy, is getting to see my guy, a guy that I've sort of forged a pretty good working relationship with, in Chris Colvin at Liberty of Spangle. His girls basketball team won the Class 2B state championship last year with Maisie Burnham, who was at Eastern and now is at Portland. He has two children that are playing in each of the programs at Liberty. He's a former Division I AA football player at Montana. And to get to see not only him coach and his two children play, but to get to see them as a school play, a really good team. And I know you're looking forward to, especially on the boys' side in St. George's. I'm really looking forward to kind of meeting him and seeing him in person and seeing the great things he's built there.
Yeah, he's got a son, Tayshawn Colvin, who can really fill it up too, and they're going to take on a very good St. George's team led by Nick Watkins. I'm excited for that one. So if you're listening to this and it's not Friday yet, look forward to that. If Friday has passed, head to the site, scorebooklive.com/Washington or the SB Live Sports app to get breakdowns, highlights, photos from that game. Last night, as we record this Tuesday night, I was at Kamiakin, visited Walla Walla for an MCC tilt as that league starts to kind of rear its head toward the final stretch of the regular season. They're going to do 2-4 team playoffs. So it's going to be basically the top four seeds get a semifinal and then a final and then a third place game. But it's shaping up now to look a little bit different in the MCC than it did at first. Kamiakin, as you know, Todd, had just opened the season with a 37-point win over Walla Walla. Walla Walla is a team that was, you know, I had in our preseason top 50 all classification, a team that brings back a lot of talent, led by Michael Cornea, a very good high school player who has a ton of experience, can do it on both ends. And they take a 37-point L to a Kamiakin team who's also brought back, you know, most all of their guys from last year. And Kamiakin just went off and did that to everybody, it seemed, in the MCC, just about everybody. Off to a torrid start. That's cooled off a little bit. They had a 5-point win over Chiawana this week. And going into that game, I know Walla Walla, especially with those expectations they had coming into this year, did not want that opening season loss to define them. They had won every game since. The Blue Devils entered the game at home with a little chip on their shoulder, and they ended up, you know, coming out and winning. And one of the great storylines of this high school basketball season across the state has been the emergence of Tyler Bilodeau, who is a sort of a stretch four, stands at about 6'8". He's a junior at Kamiakin. And has undergone a tremendous transformation from his sophomore to junior year, where he was a reserve rotation player, to now he's the featured guy. And I want to credit Dan Dickow, our colleague, who put together recruiting rankings across this state. Yeah. And when he had Tyler Bilodeau in there pretty high in his recruiting rankings, I sat there and went, huh. You know, I'm not going to knock Tyler at all, but in a year where you just haven't seen anyone, you know, Dan really had this one pegged, and Bilodeau put on about 25 pounds. He grew 4 inches, and he can just do a lot of different things on the basketball court. He comes from an athletic family. Mom played in the WNBA. Dad was an NHL player. Cousin is in the NFL, and he's been really, really hard to stop just because of the way he can stretch the floor, the way he can bang inside, defensively, how he alters shots. And he surprised Walla Walla in that first game. They game plan for Messiah Jones, who is a great piece down low, Eastern Washington football commit. And those two complement each other really well. And Wahai's a key to winning that game and handing Kamiakin its first loss of the season to tie the two teams atop the MCC standings was to get Bilodeau in foul trouble. And they were really effective at that. And a lot of credit goes to Mike Cornea, who was on him one-on-one for a lot of the night and really, really banged with him down low. Didn't give him anything easy on offense. Bilodeau's always going to score. And lured him and really took it at him, took him off the dribble, attacked, was aggressive with the ball when he was on him. And so it was a great matchup of bigs in this area. And Cornea came out on top. And I think the fun part of this is I expect that these two teams might see each other again. And so here we enter the last part of the regular season in the MCC, and Kamiakin is handed its first loss. We'll see how things will play out with, you know, those four teams. It's shaping up to look like, obviously a lot can change, but Chiawana and Richland are at 6-3 behind Kamiakin and Walla Walla, which are at 8-1. And so that's going to be a fun league title race to follow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Richland, all those years that they came to the Tacoma Dome and played in this tournament, and then last year you and I made a trip east and got to see Chiawana and Kennewick play. You got to see Walla Walla and Kamiakin play last night. It's a different brand of ball than maybe we would see in some leagues on the west side. But there, it's a league full of very, very skilled basketball players, teams that maybe haven't come over here recently. And, you know, other than Richland had come over a couple times, you know, and made some good runs, but not the teams that everybody been talking about as state favorites here over the last 15, 20 years. But this Kamiakin team, and I know that you would attest to this, this would have been a fun year to see this Kamiakin team play in a in an 8-man or 12-man tournament in the Tacoma Dome with that front court. I know you've raved about it from the first day on. It would have been fun to see them match up with some of the better 4A teams in the state.
It would have, and I think they can be considered a 4A contender. They class up from 3A to 4A. Auburn classes down to 3A from 4A. They would have been a contender. And we're entering a year in the 4A landscape where, you know, with no state tournament, we wouldn't have had an overwhelming favorite like we did in 2019-20 with Mount Si coming back with that group. I think, you know, they bring back enough next year, and Brian Manili, head coach there, has got something going. You look at the JV and freshman teams and it's like, man, they've got varsity size on those rosters. And so something's working. And this is a team that I anticipate, will be making noise at the state level of the 4A, and Wahai at the 3A as well. So, the tough part out here in District 8 is it's a two-bid district, and there's always one or two, if not more, really good teams that are sitting at home come state tournament time. So, that makes these league titles and district tournaments a lot of fun. So, Todd, as you know, we held a basketball media day in early May. You, Dan Dickow, and I recorded dozens of interviews with boys and girls programs across the state. We took deeper looks at each team, had some fun with guests, and this week we conclude with some great interviews. We've been publishing those over the last several weeks on the site, scorebooklive.com/Washington. On social media, you'll see clips, the SB Live Sports app, of course, where it's the home for all of our work. And we finish out this week with a great interview, great interviews with the Spokane area. We have Ferris coach Sean Mallon, Universities, Garrick Phillips and Cy Cross, Mount Spokane's Tyson Degenhart and JoJo Anderson, of course, as well as three players from the Boys and Girls program at Deer Park. So head to the site, the SB Live Sports app, to dive into all of those. But to tease those interviews and give you a taste of what you can find, we bring you one of our liveliest media day interviews, and that's with the Stanwood Spartans of the 3A Wesco League. We're joined by head coach Zach Ward, standout guards Jake Cleary and Court Roberson, who built a reputation as the Splash Bros last season. They fell short of a state tournament and brought back a ton of promise this year. And in a normal year, this year would have been equipped to compete for that Wesco title and make a run. But this season's not gone as planned since we recorded the interview. The team's 3-3 right now as we record this, and they played without key players due to COVID contact tracing. And Roberson's leaving early to enroll at the University of Wyoming, where he's walking on. And so this season has looked a lot different than I know they had expected. They were a team that was really active, finding opportunities to play out of state in the shutdown. And so let this interview be a tribute to Court Roberson, Jake Cleary, and that Stanwood group, an awesome high school basketball backcourt. So they join after the break. I want to take a moment to tell you about something really exciting for high school sports fans across the country. SB Live Sports has launched a free iPhone and Android app featuring the latest high school sports news here in Washington and across the country. With the SB Live Sports app, it's now even easier to follow your favorite team and tailor your experience to your interests. With real-time scores and news alerts, as well as video highlights, podcasts, photo galleries, rankings, game coverage, and much more, the app delivers on the content you want in one convenient place. The SB Live Sports app features exclusive content from on-the-ground reporters across the country, and it's the number one source for Washington high school sports fans, with coverage from reporters Todd Millis, myself, Andy Bueller, as well as SB Live's preeminent basketball mind and recruiting expert Dan Dickow. The SB Live Sports app is available at no charge in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. Download it today.
SB Live Washington 2021 Virtual Media Days roll on. I'm Dan Dickow alongside Andy Bueller, covering the state as best we can, connecting with girls and boys programs and getting a chance to hear about their preparation in the offseason, as well as if their season has started, how it's going. We are joined now with Stanwood High School's boys program. Coach Zach Ward and players Court Roberson and Jake Cleary. Thanks, guys, for joining us. I'll start with you, Coach. It's been a long wait, I'm sure, to get back. You guys have started practice. How's the first few practices gone, and are the guys in shape?
Those are two separate questions. One, it's awesome to be in the gym. I mean, it really is. You probably have heard that more and more, but I think there's been moments, unlike, you know, a year I can remember where the guys are doing a drill or there's a break and they're shooting free throws or something. You just kind of look around like, okay, we're back. So that's been awesome. And I'm blessed. I got a nice group of six seniors and return like 10 of 12 from our group last year. So we return a lot. So it's not a lot of new faces. It's actually getting back in there with the same guys that I was in there last year. We're getting in shape. I mean, I wouldn't say they're really out of shape. It is funky putting together practice plans where you normally have 2 weeks to prepare for your first game. Now we've got one, and we've got the crossover with spring sports. So today was our first practice where we had everybody, at least varsity wise, we had all our guys. So I'm not complaining about guys getting out of shape. We're playing Tuesday. Every other school's in the same boat in the West Coast, so we're good.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are back going. Court and Jake, you guys have been through something that most student athletes will never go through in their whole entire life, of not knowing what's around the corner and if you're going to be able to play the sport that you love for your high school team. Many guys have gone out of a state and played different AAU teams, games and tournaments and different things. How have you two in particular stayed prepared, as well as motivating and leading your other teammates to stay prepared?
Take first one on this one. Well, our team got a good opportunity to play all over the country. We played in California, Arizona, Utah. We played all over this winter, and we've got like 35 games in. So we got to get a lot of minutes and keep our chemistry going, and we were just waiting for this season to come along. So
I think that for us, just getting to play, we were just really happy to take what we can get. And I mean, you can't really never know what's coming. So we were just happy to be all playing together again.
So you guys have built up a little bit of a reputation, Court and Jake, as the Splash Brothers. So just your ability to fill it up, to be able to shoot from, you know, almost anywhere on the floor, and the pressure that puts on defenses. I got to ask, when did the name the Splash Brothers come to be? Was that something that, I mean, have you guys played together, you know, growing up, and have you been in the same backcourt before you were at Stanwood?
It was kind of like sophomore year, kind of.
Yeah, because I went to a different school all the way up until my freshman year, and I transferred here. So I think it was sophomore year.
Actually, I think Harlan on the NBA thing tweeted out
something. He might have. Yeah. It might have been their AAU coach that tweeted out something similar to that. I don't even remember.
No.
Is it one of those things where, you know, once you got the moniker, once people started to say it, it just kind of stuck?
Yeah.
That's a lot to live up to, though. I mean,
yes. But we might want to come up with something just an offspring of that, something maybe a little different.
No, but I mean, the point is, you guys have you know, really, really backed it up. Really strong season as juniors. How have you two, you know, both as shooters with similar skill sets, learned to play off of one another?
I think probably our sophomore year was our first year really like having to play together, like. Together. So we learned just little tricks of setting screens for each other and getting each other open. That's really opened up shots for each other.
It's really easy to be able to get your own shot when you have the other one on the other side. Like, it's just, it's hard to guard. So when one of us is on, the other one will get a chance because everybody's going to shift over to that guy. So it's worked out pretty well.
Coach, usually during the normal basketball season, you're focused in on practice plans. You're focused in on opponent scouting reports. So maybe you don't have a chance to watch full college games or NBA games and kind of really study the game. Did you have an opportunity this year to watch those games in a different light and take things from it to be able to impact your program and add some things to your philosophy?
You know, I always seem to be able to find times to watch college games. The NBA, I'm a playoff NBA guy. I'll watch the playoffs. They don't get me much during the regular season. TNT late night is must watch on Thursday night, but that's about as far as I'll go. College wise, I'm kind of a junkie that way, and I'm a big guy. I'll be writing down notes, And then these guys probably know I'll be coming to practice. And I say, okay, well, we're going to try this. And what are we calling it? Well, we got to see if it works first. We're not. And then our thing is we always name it either the college or the mascot of the college. So you come to one of our games and we're yelling out Blue Jay because of something I took from Creighton last year. Just random things like that. So I think, you know, what I probably had some time was to, instead of just watching a game, taking notes and trying to get in tomorrow, I was able to build some stuff. And then, you know, I had 30 of them. I could knock down to like five or six that I think fit best with our group. And we know we had plenty of time to digest that and run it through and plug guys in. I wasn't doing a lot of other things.
So Court and Jake, he names a lot of these different plays after a mascot or a college. Is there a favorite for each of you that he runs for you guys? Situations?
13.
Yeah.
It's not after a college, but it's just our go-to play to get one of us to open three.
Yeah, you guys get one guess at what the open jump, what kind of shot it is with we call 13, right? With these two guys, you think it's a two or a three. What do you think?
I would think it's outside the arc, so probably for three, right?
It's deep. It's from the hash mark.
Oh, that's awesome. Court and Jake. So you guys, you know, are going to leave quite a legacy at this within this program when you guys leave. And I know that you're not competing for a chance to play in the dome like you would have hoped. But you look, you know, you look at a really competitive Wesco. And I'm just wondering what you guys are looking for, what you guys are playing for this year and what it means to just put that uniform on one last time.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously playing for each other still, but I think that as seniors, it's just we're happy to get our last go at it, and we're just going to give everything we got this year.
We're trying to win every game.
That's it.
That's the right mentality, the right approach. So this is for Court and Jake again. So Coach runs 13 for you. He says it's for a deep three. What if it's too deep of a three and Coach kind of throws the emotions? He just put his hands over his head there. When you've taken too deep of a three or too quick of a three, or there's been a bad turnover, what expression does he bring on the sideline?
It depends. I mean, he's broken the clipboard before. Or he'll just sometimes he's calm about it, or sometimes he gets a little mad sometimes, but he's pretty good usually.
They have the most green of green lights of probably anyone I've ever had. They actually joke about what letter they're going to shoot from, because we say Stanwood in the middle of our floor. So that's kind of, you know, what letter can I shoot from? And it very seems like no doubt. Well, I'll get on them, and then the next one goes in. So then what do you say? Right. So they got true shooters mentality. They missed two. The next one's going in. So I'm not getting in their way.
Well, if it goes in, it's a good shot. I will say that. So
we'll take one out of three from the A down there. Right. We'll take that.
Sounds good. That's 50% from inside the arc, so that works.
That's right.
Last question before we let you guys get going. Favorite sports movie for each of you? We'll start with Jake in Court, and then we'll move to Coach.
My favorite sports movie is probably Friday Night Lights, I think.
Remember the Titans.
There we go.
Okay. It's too bad if I say Hoosiers, that's like he's going to say Hoosiers, right? That's terrible, right? I actually like Field of Dreams.
Wow.
I think that was just one that was like, I was probably around their age when it came out, and it just got me. And it's one of those, I think it's on every Saturday, and they'll get me until commercial.
Get you until commercial.
Yeah, they'll get me. I'll pause.
That's one of the greatest things I've heard, because I've been right there with you with watching a movie and then up commercial, I'm done. Moving on to the next thing. So,
yep.
Well, I appreciate you guys, the Stanwood basketball program, joining. I wish you guys nothing but the best of health and luck, knowing that you've got 1 week of practice under your belt. You're about to get going with games. The SB Live crew, Andy Bueller, myself, Dan Dickow, we appreciate you guys. The best of luck. Thanks again for joining.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Let it fly one last time.
This podcast is brought to you by SB Live Washington and SB Live Sports, your national hub for high school sports news and information.
Subscribe for free wherever you get podcasts. If you do it on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating and a review to help us best serve you, the listener. You can find our website at scorebooklive.com/Washington. There you'll see news, features, highlights, podcasts, and everything in the world of high school sports across this state. As always, a big shout out to our sponsor, Washington Federal. And thanks to Dan Dickow and Todd Millis for bringing the heat every week. This song you're hearing is by the band Woodrow. It's called So Far Away. It's written by James Schroeder, Carl Johnson, and my dad, Matt Bueller. I'm Andy Bueller. We'll be back next week.